This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Class, don't believe anything that we at USA Prepares say. Don't believe anything that we say. And don't believe anything that you hear, see, or read in the media. That would be anywhere else in the audio, video, or print media. Verify for yourself and make up your own mind. I just have a couple quick comments about what I heard, or what I think I heard at the top of the hour news just a minute ago. Target will continue to celebrate Pride in the future. I believe I heard that. And they haven't learned from the Bud Light experience. So, and neither has Bud Light. They haven't learned either. So, you have the right to not shop at Target. You have that right. You can vote with your wallet. I also heard that gastrointestinal cancers are increasing. Why is that? Could it be additives in the food? Could it be preservatives in the food? Could it be chlorine in the municipal water supply? Could it be fluoride in the municipal water supply? I think you know the answer to that. It's probably all of the above. And Kathy was talking about potatoes. I can't believe it. I sent Kathy an email about a day ago. And for the first time in years, about 3 years, I went to Aldi. We happened to be picking up some farm equipment, and Bam was with me in the truck. He was behind the wheel, and I said, "Hey, Bam, let's go to Aldi. I haven't been there in years and years and years. I'd just like to see." It's not the same place. They took out the white ceiling, and they painted the ceiling black. They have these new LED lights that are a weird, weird frequency. Everything looks weird because of the lighting. They used to have fluorescent lighting. Well, they improved it and painted the ceiling black. It's terrible. It's uncomfortable for me to be in Aldi. They widened the aisles. That means they have less product for sale. Fewer items. The pasta sauce aisle was probably 10 feet. Shelves from top to bottom stocked with pasta sauce at 89 and 99 cents for glass jars. Well, now it's $1.89 for a plastic jar. And if you've experienced these plastic jars, like Ragu, that brand, it doesn't last very long. It turns brown very quickly in plastic jars. Plastic and glass are not equivalent. Glass is absolutely the best. It's not porous. I believe the plastic has an attribute that causes spaghetti sauce to oxidize and turn brown very quickly. The prices were between 1.5 and 2x. Kathy mentioned potatoes. I looked at potatoes, and the real large potatoes, you know, the kind that you would bake with, you know, put them in the oven and have a whole potato as part of your meal. Those large potatoes are small. We used to call them small potatoes. Now they're called large. What I'm saying is a small potato is now called large. And the French fries that Sam's Club used to sell, That used to be 4, 5, and 6 inches long, 3/8 of an inch cut, you know, just a square cut, not the crinkle cut, not the waffle cut, just the regular plain old French fries that you get at a greasy spoon, you know, a diner, you know, back in the 60s, that style. They used to be 4, 5, and 6 inches long. Well, they're now the fun size. They are 1 and 2 inches long. And they don't come from the United States. They don't come from Idaho. We don't grow them here. They come from Germany. What I'm saying is potatoes have gotten smaller. It's the climate. We can't grow them. Kathy, our garden was absolutely devastated in the last couple of days. We had nonstop rain. The tomatoes said, this is great. They drank up so much water that the 100% of the tomatoes split. 100%. They're not usable, except for chicken feed. The fruit tree orchard that we have, nothing. I mean, unless you call, you know, a pear the size of a grape, you know, fruit, we have zero results. The weather has been manipulated to the point where it's darn near impossible to grow a garden. It seems to me that based on what I'm seeing, if you don't have a greenhouse, you can't control how much rain lands in your garden. If you can't control that, you can't have normal growth. The weather's out of control. Our government has lost control of the weather. They've manipulated it to the point where they can't control it anymore. And who's? I'm not the only one that says this. I called Dane Wigington up, and I asked him, just the two of us on the phone. I said, Dane, have we lost control of the weather? He said, yes. We've lost control. So I just wanted to share those few thoughts with you. And if you can grow potatoes, that's great. And in class, you've got to grow everything. You really do. Kathy, back to you.
You know, you're right, Ben. I just checked my potatoes yesterday. I'm going to leave them go a little longer. I got one plant. I got four. Now, there might be more under there. I just sort of poked around to see how they were doing. And they look great, but it's not enough. I mean, that would, if we had to use what I grew this year, we might last a few weeks, but to try to grow everything, I just can't. There's just not enough time. I mean, and I'm like you, part of my garden is doing really good, and my tomatoes are still behind. I have no idea. I don't know why, Vince. I've done everything that I normally do. Now, I will say, I do want to talk about this topic, Vince, so I hope people's eyes don't gloss over. But if there is a plant you can grow, and it's really amazing, and if I wouldn't have seen it with my own eyes, I wouldn't have believed. My brother grows, it's called comfrey, C-O-M-F-R-E-Y. And if you can get it, you can get roots. I believe you can get seeds. If you know somebody, that would be ideal because it's very hardy. And the good thing about comfrey is it has many uses. And I'll talk about the fertilizer part first. Comfrey is high in potassium and phosphorus. It's a little lower in nitrogen. But you can use it in your garden in many ways. You can make think of like a compost tea. You can make a comfrey tea. And you can take the plant once it's established, and you can cut it up, and you can lay it around your plant. It's called like the lazy man's way of doing it. But if that's all the time you have, I do both. And I literally went and got 6 garbage bags from my brother's property. And I'm making 2 batches of the tea, but some of my plants, I could see they were struggling, even though I fertilized them. I put some comfrey tea around. I had 2 pepper plants that were yellow, so I thought, okay, they need some nutrition here. And I put them around my tomatoes and my peppers and my leeks and all my other vegetables that I'm growing. I'm going to make as much tea as I can and keep fertilizing the ground, but there's so many uses for it. So I will explain how you make the tea. And one of the things you want to do is you want to cut the leaves off. And if once your plants get established, the leaves can be, oh, they can be like 10 inches high or even longer. But once it starts growing, it has little white, some of them have white flowers, like a whitish pink. Some of them have like a bluish purple. But I leave the flowers on as long as I can because the pollinators like them, the bees, the butterflies, everything likes the flowers. So I would say if you can, leave the flowers, leave them go. And then once they're starting to fade, then you can cut that plant down or cut the leaves off. But what you do then is I have like an old storage tote that snaps down. And I fill it, there's no set amount that you have to use. You just, let's say you're going to fill it a third of the way up with, or you could, my brother uses a garbage can. And you put all the leaves down in there, and then you fill the rest of it with water. And then I always write a date, like I take a piece of tape or something and write a date just so I remember. And then put a tight-fitting lid on it because it really smells. And so you can open it up once in a while and stir it with a stick or something, you know, a pole or whatever you have. And then after 2 to 3 weeks, you want it'll look like a black, kind of like a slurry. And then you can strain all the leaves off. And I don't throw those away. I put those in my compost or I put them somewhere in the garden that I'm not going to be working because they do smell for a day or so. And then you want to take that amount that's left, whatever the key part that you have, you want to take that amount. And there's different people that say different things. I normally go 20% tea to about 80% water when I dilute it. So let's say you're putting it in a bucket or a watering can. You want to fill your watering can, let's say, 80% of the way up, and then 20%. So you want it to look like a weak to a medium tea. And then you can just pour it around your plant. And so I did that. I did that a couple of weeks ago with some of my tomatoes and my peppers, and they're really starting to come on now. So I think whatever it was, maybe it was our weather, which I think we've got the Canadian wildfire of fire smoke here. So there's so many beneficial things to comfrey, and really what it amounts to is once you get it established, you have a free fertilizer from that point forward. I mean, so if you can't get manure, you can't get granular fertilizer. And the nice thing about comfrey is it has a really deep taproot, and so it draws up a lot of minerals into the plant. And so I've made salve out of it. I've made infusions out of it. So, and I will talk about that, you know, if I still have time. But you, with the comfrey, you can get like 4 or 5 cuttings from it. So you can continue making your tea or you can chop it up. I did some research and some people just chop up the leaves a little. You don't have to chop them up small. I would say they can be like 3, 4 inches, 5 inches. You just don't want them to mat down around your plant. So, Vince, I'll continue on if that's okay with you.
It sounds great. And that's what we're going to need to do because everything is becoming shorter in supply. It's harder to get everything. And you can't depend on the supply chain anymore. You can't depend on anyone anymore, especially the government. We'll be right back.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You all heard of the Pacific Islands of Nauru, right? And it's a stopping off point for migrating birds in the Pacific. So they would fly out to the island and they would eat and have some fish and rest and for their next long journey across the Pacific. And so this island was built by bird poop, literally. And it became the fertilizer capital of the world. And it was just bird poop. And the inhabitants of the island were selling bird poop to companies to excavate it and ship it out across the world, literally. And that's what you'd be buying in your bags of fertilizer. Well, Mrs. Finelli decided that there were some doves that she wanted to protect. And so she has seven doves, and they line up, and they all kind of nest on this one particular board. And right below that is a small island she's building of bird poop. And it's really true. So, you know, don't think that if you have chicken manure, it's great fertilizer. You just have to let it age for, you know, about 9 months to a year or so, and then it's usable. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, I want to give some reasons, like, why to grow it. I mentioned some, but I'm going to just list the why. First of all, you know, we need pollinators, we need bees. And so that is a good reason. You'll draw them to your garden. It's free fertilizer. You know, it has a lot of nutrients. It has your potassium, phosphorus, and nitrogen. It also has medicinal properties. So I do use it. I do make a salve out of it. And I have, you can make even like a poultice, or it's even good for like scrapes and things like that. But it's, the common name for it is called bone knit, because people have actually made a poultice, you know, put your fabric around it and wrapped it, and it helps with your healing bones, and it helps them heal faster. The other caution I want to mention is it does like to spread. So I would not put it right next to something you don't want to have to keep digging out. So if you can put it out a little way from your garden, that would be good. One lady, and Vince, this might help you if you can get it going, one lady planted it underneath her fruit trees, and it helped her fruit trees because, you know, she just planted it there, and it helped draw the minerals there. And there again, you can cut some down and put it around your other fruit trees too. Now with my brother, I went over there last week, and he'd been using the compost heat since early spring. So he got a head start on me. But his Vidalia onions, or I'm sorry, candy onions, were about the size of a grapefruit. They were huge. His beans, he had them on a trellis. They were like 8 to 9 feet tall. Everything, his tomatoes were 6 to 7 feet tall. Everything was just really magnificent. I mean, and he said all he used was this comfrey tea and the comfrey leaf. So I did see it for myself. The other thing, Vince, I will mention, you can make a salve out of it. And I can, if you want me to, I can quickly go through the ingredients that you're going to need. It's not that hard. There are tutorials online and on YouTube, but you need, like, I dried my comfrey leaves. So I cut them up a little bit, put them in the dehydrator, and then I just crumbled them with my hand. But you need 1 cup of the dried comfrey leaves. And I dehydrated on a low temperature. I didn't want to burn them. So I turned it way down, and I let it go. I turned it down to like 85 or something. And they dehydrated pretty quick. And then I used, once I got them dried, then I put 2.5 cups of olive oil in a crock pot. And then I put the 1 cup of dried leaves, and I left it, turned it on low, and I left the lid off because you don't want to burn them or overheat them. And then you leave that go for 5 hours, then. And I hear the music, so I'll finish when I get back.
Yeah, that sounds great. And Dr. Sheely had talked about transdermal absorption of vitamins and minerals, and that's what you're talking about.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The apparent names and addresses of the grand jury members that indicted former President Trump have been posted online. The names and supposed pictures of those grand jurors have now started to circulate on social media sites. A new video appears to show former Trump advisor Roger Stone plotting to overthrow the 2020 election by changing state electors. At least 110 people confirmed dead in what has become the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. That devastating wind-driven blaze tore through the town of Lahaina. A southeastern Minnesota town will soon be without a police department starting August 24th. The entire police department of Goodhue will be no more. The police chief stepped down on August 9th. The remaining officers resigned August 11th after hearing the chief quit. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This can be slight.
One of today's hot.
Keep it. You've got your.
Take my.
When you go
to the
season. For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I'm all excited. I'm going to be at the Ozarks Homesteading Expo. And that's in Marshfield, Missouri, August 25th and August 26th. That's a Friday and a Saturday this month. End of this month, Friday and Saturday, and I'll be speaking on August 26th. I'll be teaching a seminar, maybe an hour and a half, on how you can prepare for everything and take extreme tax deductions while doing it. And then after the expo on Friday and Saturday nights, those who want can come back to our farm and have dinner with us. It'll be a small charge, about $8, E-I-G-H-T, $8. And we'll have Natural Farms beef around the campfire. We'll be grilling it. And you can dine with us, and then around the campfire, I'll be teaching more about preparedness at all levels. So you can have access to me at the campgrounds, Natural Farms LC, as in Limited Corporation, Natural Farms LC, the two letters L and then C.com. And you can book your reservations at HipCamp, HipCamp.com. They take the reservations. And you can look up Natural Farms and book your stay with us and join us around the campfire and stay with us while you're attending the expo. I think it's going to be extraordinary. Now, I was talking to one couple yesterday. You know, I think I'm going to have to reconnect. Just give me one second, please.
Finish what I was saying, and if he comes on, he'll tell me. Okay. Okay, I'm going to talk about the comfrey and finish my recipe. So it's 1 cup of dried comfrey leaves, 2.5 cups of olive oil, and you put that in a crock pot with the lid off on low for 5 hours. Then when that's done, you can strain it with an old sheet or like multiple layers of cheesecloth. That's probably better to use cheesecloth. And then you throw the comfrey away, and then you just save the oil because now you have the infused oil. And then you need 2 ounces of beeswax. So if you have an old top of a double boiler, I did use my double boiler and I melted it. But it took me a while to get all the wax out. So I'm going to look for an old top of the double boiler, and then I can just use it for melting wax. Anyway, I melted it, and then I added it to the olive oil mixture while it was still warm. I just stirred it in, and I added a couple capsules of vitamin E, about 800 international units. And I stirred that in, and then I had 4-ounce jars. You can use whatever tins you want, metal tins. I had the shallow 4-ounce with little jelly jars. So I ended up with about 5 to 5.5 of those. So I'm going to keep a couple for me, and then I'm going to give to some of the other my other friends and family members. And then, okay. And then you want to date it. You want to date your jar. Like, okay, I put 823. Supposedly, it's only freshest for 6 months. But then I said, well, you can put it in the refrigerator, and it would obviously last a lot longer. But some of the benefits are, here's some few things about it that you could use. It's anti-inflammatory. People do use it for arthritis. They have used it for ligaments. And so the other thing is it relieves the pain of like an insect bite, too, if you put the comfrey salve on it. It's also supposedly good for skin tags and the little flat warts that some people get. So it's a wound healing property, too. So I wanted to get that in before the end of our class. And the other thing is do not consume the roots. The roots are toxic. And I'm not going to make a tea right now. I know some people ingest it. But there's some controversy. Until I really feel like I know more about it, I'm not going to do that. And you don't want to use it if you're pregnant or nursing. And I think some medications. So if you are taking certain medications, I think it's antibiotics. And let's see, what was the other one? Well, there's some others like cholesterol-lowering ones. But they said you just need to check with like an herbalist or your doctor. But anyway, Vince, I'm glad you're back.
Well, you know, I don't know how much you heard. I was talking about the Ozarks Homesteading Expo. Did you hear any of that, or was I off
air
for that?
Yeah, I heard it. I heard you gave the website. Was the last that I heard.
Okay, so class, I'll be speaking at the Ozarks Homesteading Expo, and you can look it up. And if you'd like to stay with us at the campground, you can go to HipCamp, HipCamp.com. And HipCamp is the booking service that we use. They'll let you make your reservations. And you can stay here while you attend the Homesteading Expo. And if you'd like, we're going to be serving dinner here at the farm after the expo's over, and we'll have more preparedness discussions and discussions around the campfire for as late as you'd like to go. I live here, so it's just a short walk from the campsite to the farmhouse. So if you'd like to do that, it's $26 a night, but I have implemented a 20% discount for anyone who would like to stay with us. And there's no special groups. You don't have to be a member of any automobile club or senior citizen. It applies to everybody. So 20% off. Make sure you take care of that. Take that discount. And that's listed on our website, Natural Farms LC, Limited Corporation.com. Natural Farms, the letter L, the letter C.com. And I'll be teaching a real fun seminar on how you can enjoy the same tax deductions that are written into the tax code for those who want to read the tax code. I'll give you the Cliff Notes class, and you won't believe it. You won't believe the things that you can take as a tax deduction. You won't believe it, but it's all true. Kathy, it was really interesting when you were talking about dehydrating, and I wanted to know exactly how much does it cost to dehydrate 20 pounds of tomatoes. So I literally went to the garden. Mrs. Finelli went to the garden. We picked tomatoes. I washed them. Here's the process. I washed them with cold water, put them in a bowl, let them soak for 10 or 15 minutes in cold water or cool water. No ice cubes, just tap water. And I let that soak the skin so that I could easily rub off any dirt that happened to be on the tomatoes. And then I used a very sharp knife, and I kept sharpening the knife as I did this. And I probably had to sharpen it after every three or four tomatoes, stainless steel paring knife. And when I sharpen it with a stone, and I rinse and rinse and rinse to make sure I get all the particles of stainless steel and the sharpening stone that have become loosened, make sure that I wash that off and then wipe off the knife very carefully, wash it, wash it, wash it, make sure we're not eating any stainless steel. And then I cut out any spots that I don't like on the tomatoes. I slice them all a uniform thickness, very thin, probably about an eighth of an inch at the most, maybe a little bit thinner than that. And I put them in a colander after I've sliced them to let them drain the liquid, the juices off the tomatoes, because I don't want to go through the extra effort of having the dehydrator steam off any of the extra liquid. So it just gives it a jump start. And I single layer tomatoes, evenly spread them with a little airspace between them, the slices, put them on the dehydrator trays, and I set it for about 130 degrees. And I run that dehydrator. It's a Harvest Made. It's a rectangle or a square tray. I really like that. I think that's my favorite. We also have the Nesco, but I think the Harvest Made is a heavier duty machine if you take care of it. It's a metal chassis, plastic trays, and a plastic screen. It's really kind of nice. So it's more durable, I believe, than the Nesco. So that's what I use, and it takes about 20 hours or so of dehydrating. And what I do is every couple of hours, I will restack the trays. So the ones in the middle of the dehydrator go to the top and the bottom. So I move the trays so that they get uniform airflow. And I also, when I restack the trays every couple of hours, I rotate them 90 degrees so that the airflow is not in the same direction. I don't rotate them 180, I just rotate them 90 degrees. And that seems to more uniformly dehydrate. Then when they're all done, and I make sure that they're real crispy. I don't want them leathery because if there's too much moisture, they don't last very long in the jar. So we have sterilized, we've saved for years, maybe decades, those glass spaghetti sauce jars, the ones that are really hard to find now, that in terms of getting spaghetti sauce in the glass jars, it's hard to find them. It's being replaced by plastic at a record rate. So the glass jars are the best, and we've sterilized them and kept the lids on them. And so those are the ones that we use for items that we've dehydrated. And I've tried something new. And we have a flat surface outside in the sun. And what I do is I take those just filled jars with tomatoes that are tightly packed, dehydrated tomatoes, and I put them in the sun. And I leave the jar lid loose so bugs can't get in there, dirt can't get in there, but the moisture can escape. And you won't believe how much moisture forms, even after you've dehydrated the tomatoes or peppers in the jar. And so I get the rest of the moisture out, or as much as I can. And just before the sun goes down in the evening, I put the lids on tightly. Okay? You don't want to wait till it gets, the sun is off them. You want them still, the jars to still be warm in the sun when you put the lid on. And I put them out there for as much sun as I can get all day. And I make sure that the jars don't shade the other jars. Looks like I lost the connection. Yeah, I just reconnected. I don't know, Kathy, did you miss much of what I just said? I just saw that.
No, Vince, nope, you only lost like 1 second, so you were. I heard everything.
Okay. Do you have any questions about this new twist by putting the jars in the sun with the caps loose?
No, I love it. I think that's brilliant because you're basically sealing those jars.
Okay.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, and what it does is it actually, some of them, if you dehydrate them more, you can actually get a vacuum seal. It's really kind of neat. We'll be right back.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. And all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III. And trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so with the dehydrating, I really like the Harvest Made dehydrator the best. And it has this feature. And on the back of the steel cabinet, there is a regulator for how much air is allowed to come into the dehydrator. So you can have, there's 60 holes, 6-0 holes. And the holes are about 3/8 of an inch or so in diameter. And there's a slider that either opens those holes to a maximum airflow or minimum airflow or any setting in between. And I've experimented with dehydrating tomatoes. So at the maximum airflow, if you open those that slider so as much air can go in as possible, it'll use 12 kilowatts of electricity. 12 kilowatts at 12 cents a kilowatt is $1.44 in electricity cost to dehydrate 20 pounds of tomatoes. So if you're wondering how much electricity, $1.44 maximum airflow. Medium airflow, about 10 kilowatts. So $1.20 worth of electricity at 12 cents a kilowatt. And I experimented yesterday, with the minimum airflow, and I like that the best. 7 kilowatts, and it works better. So you use less electricity. The air doesn't move across the heating coils as quickly, so you're not trying to heat up as much air. It uses electricity. It's more efficient. It works better. And I believe it works a little bit faster, believe it or not. So I have it set on the minimum. And there's something else you can do. And of course, right after I take those, I let it cool down by turning the dehydrator onto just airflow rather than heated airflow for, let's say, 20 minutes or so. Then I take those tomatoes that are dehydrated, put them in jars, put them in the sun, leave the lid loose so the moisture can further evaporate. And then I seal it, you know, just before the sun goes down. And that's it. The other thing is you can put lentils in those spaghetti sauce jars. Fill them up, you know, with packages of lentils. Leave the jar lid loose. Put them in the sun. Evaporate some more moisture. And then seal them after you've driven off the moisture. Same thing with split peas. And we use those spaghetti sauce jars over and over and over again. And, of course, all you have to do is, wash them, make sure they're clean. And we use 2-liter soda bottles that we've collected over the years. We don't drink much soda here. But the 2-liter bottles are great because you can put rice in them. You can put lentils in them. You can put split peas in them. And you want to fill them up as much as possible. Put them in the sun for, for a day. And drive off the moisture and then screw the cap back on. So you can do that with the, cranberry juice or grape juice, 2-liter bottles. So I would say don't throw out those jars and bottles. Kathy, any comments? And maybe go to where you know.
Yeah, Vince, I totally agree. I've done so much with my dehydrator. I want to make one comment. When I talked about the comfrey, not using it, if you take a prescription, that's only if you're taking it internally. I don't know if I said that, so I just want to clarify. If you're making the salve, you can use it. It's only, like, some people make a tea out of it. So that, I just wanted to clarify. Yeah, Vince,
But there is one quick caveat. Class, sure. Don't believe anything we say, really.
Right.
Regarding anything. So do your own research before you make a salve, apply a salve, no matter what it is, do your own research, make up your own mind. Don't believe anything that you hear, including here. Kathy, please continue.
And Vince, you were talking about the tomatoes, and this year I'm not going to get near the yield, but I didn't put as many tomatoes in because I wanted to give my ground a rest. But last year, I had so many, and my neighbor gave me, 2 bushels. So I canned, 3.5 bushels last year. So, and I did dehydrate some, too. There was times I didn't really have enough to can. So, with you, Vince, dehydrating is quicker. I mean, you slice them, and then you can dehydrate them. I mean, if you're canning and you're going to do everything you had, you'd have been in the kitchen for all day or 2 days. So that's the one, a slight benefit. I mean, it's not the same texture. You can't expect the same, but it's food if you need food. I mean, you can do mushrooms. I've done, mushrooms are beautiful. They rehydrate well if you just buy them at the store when they're on clearance. But anyway, Vince, I did want to say we were going to talk about oregano real quick, and it's called an ORAC value, and this is another thing where they measure the quality of the food. And I have 2 patches of oregano that I've dried. And, just to get an example, wild blueberries, 9,000, but dried oregano is 175,000. And ground cloves, 314,000. So I would tell people to look that up. And if you're growing those herbs, add them to your diet, then dry them and add them to your diet.
Absolutely agreed.
So, yeah.
Class, that's the end of today's class. Kathy, I really appreciate all the effort that you put into teaching domestic engineering. It's truly extraordinary. Class, you are
Thank
in charge
you,
of you. You have to prepare for yourself. No one's going to do it for you. We'll be back tomorrow. And we'll be talking with Greg and Bert. USA Prepares. I'm Vincent Finelli. Kathy, thank you again.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.